Earlier this month, a known criminal, Michael Sean Stanley, cut off his ankle monitor and walked over the border from Canada into the United States. Once he got here, he was free. Canada couldn't chase him over the border, and they decided not to extradite him. Law enforcement here in the U.S. couldn't arrest him, well, at least until he committed a crime, which he allegedly did yesterday in a West Seattle alley. Joining us now is Detective Mark Jamieson from Seattle Police Department. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
What do we know about Michael Sean Stanley?
Well, we know that he was in custody under supervision up in Canada until earlier this month. Authorities up there let us know that he had cut off his GPS monitoring ankle bracelet and had fled the area. We then received information that he had crossed the border, and there was a good likelihood that he was coming to the Seattle area. Our officers, our detectives, were able to locate Mr. Stanley, indeed, in Seattle, and we contacted him. We had a conversation with him, and we suggested that he probably register as a sex offender while he was down here in Seattle. And he did.
When did he actually enter the United States?
You know, I believe it was maybe the second week of October. I'm not 100% sure.
I understand from some of the newspaper accounts I read that he was a known sex offender in Canada. That's why he was wearing his ankle bracelet. What have Canadian authorities communicated to you about this man?
Yes, he was being monitored for crimes that occurred up in Canada. Yes, that's the reason he was wearing the ankle bracelet is because he was being monitored by authorities in Canada.
You mentioned that when you found out that he had come to the United States, you guys, meaning the Seattle Police Department, spoke to him about registering as a sex offender in this country, or at least in this city?
We did.
Do you need that information to follow his movements, to keep track of him, or were you doing that anyhow?
There was concern from authorities in Canada. They let us know his history. Obviously, a lot of media attention. As soon as we found out Mr. Stanley was in Seattle, we had that conversation with him. He did register. He provided an address, but he told authorities that he was not staying at that address. Basically, he was homeless. So the task of monitoring him then falls to the King County Sheriff's Office.
He was arrested yesterday. What happened?
So yesterday early morning, a little before 6 a.m., our officers in West Seattle responded to a disturbance call in the alley behind the Admiral Theater. Neighbors were calling 911 stating that there was a man in the alley who was intoxicated, he was being belligerent, he was making threats, he was yelling, people were telling him to be quiet, and he threatened to go assault them. So our officers responded. We located an individual in the alley. We had probable cause to arrest him. We did so. At that point, we found out it was Mr. Stanley, and he was arrested and booked into the King County Jail for the crime of harassment, which is a misdemeanor.
I understand that there's another crime that he is alleged to have committed.
That's correct. About an hour or an hour and a half after Mr. Stanley had been arrested and booked into jail, we were contacted by a 16-year-old young man who told us that he was in the company of Mr. Stanley prior to the police arriving and that he had been assaulted by Mr. Stanley in that alley. We did not have that information at the time that Mr. Stanley was arrested. That information came to our attention, like I said, about an hour, hour and a half after he was booked into jail.
So now what happens?
What happened yesterday is officers went out, spoke with the victim. We had detectives respond to interview the victim. Our detectives are currently working up their case. for presentation to the prosecutor's office for review. I imagine that will probably happen by the end of the day today, and then most likely Mr. Stanley will have to face charges in King County Superior Court.
As I mentioned, Detective Jameson, the Canadian officials have decided they don't want to extradite him. He is a U.S. citizen, so he just stays on this side of the border. What happens?
That I don't know. If authorities in Canada do not want him back, if they don't ask for extradition, then I'm not sure what we can do. He has committed, allegedly, he's committed some offenses here in Seattle. He's in custody for those. And he will face charges here.
Detective Mark Jameson from the Seattle Police Department, thanks for talking with me about this.
Sure, you're welcome.